Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network. My name is Proteus. I'm coming at you live and direct from the frigid streets of Brantford, Ontario. That's correct. Winter has arrived in the one north, but I don't know. It's arrived in Canada. It's winter. I thought I could get it out, DJ Tony. I thought I could get it out this time, but I'm not as good as Mauro Anello. He gets that out like crazy. We are here to do hashtag smack my picks up for UFC Fight Night 164, Błachowicz versus Jacare, which will be held November 16th, 2019 at the DJ Tony, if you can.
Gimnasio do Ibirapuera in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We had to have the Portuguese guy come in and give me that translation because I couldn't get it out. So thank you very much, DJ Tony, for breaking that one down for us. Yes, of course, the train keeps rolling on, ladies and gentlemen. We are not with the Fighting Four tonight. Pammy has to cover a shift at work, so life gets in the way yet again. But that's okay because, ladies and gentlemen, this card is not very interesting. Of course, we do also have a Bellator card this weekend. Let me just give it a shout-out real quick. Sergey Kharitonov versus Linton Vassell. And that's pretty much it. I mean, Roger Huerta's on that card, DJ Tony. But, I mean, when was Roger Huerta? He's in the co-main event. When was Huerta relevant? Not very recently.
10 years ago.
I digress. So let's go ahead and get into this one. It's just the boys tonight. So let's go ahead and throw directly to the boss man himself. It's Tony time, bitches.
You know what, Proteus? I'm killing time right now. But while I'm killing time,
your music
you
never
works. One of our sponsors. What's that?
I said your music never works anyway, so.
Well, why do we even try? But you know what? Let's give it a shot. What the heck? Hit it!
I rest my case.
Hit it. Hi, what's
hey.
Up, y'all?
Yeah, we miss you, Pam, but thank you very much anyways. So, DJ Tony, what's going on with Bellator this weekend? It's not looking great, bud.
You know what? They've actually had some pretty decent cards. To be frank, I mean, you can literally look at their last few cards, and it's been better than the last two UFC cards, so... you know what? I think sometimes you just need to take a break because sometimes, as the great Sweet Brown once said, Proteus, ain't nobody got time for that.
And you'll put that drop in, I'm assuming, right after you said that. No, that's, I'm glad you bring it up.
I couldn't find it.
I'm glad you bring that up. Before we bring Marco in, I want to say to the audience that we've had a group decision on this one for the Smack My Picks Up crew. For these kind of cards where stuff is not actually happening, where no one's really interested. I mean, from the numbers that we saw last week, nobody's interested in these cards. I don't know why they do it, DJ Tony. So we're going to, moving forward, ladies and gentlemen, for these kind of cards where no one's really interested, maybe the ESPN cards, there'll be a new format coming up. But I digress. Let's go ahead and bring in the star of the show himself, deep from the heart of Texas. And just before we play his music, DJ Tony, I just have to say, when we were talking off of air, Marco was complaining about the weather in Texas because it's raining and it's cold. I mean, it's frozen over here, Marco. It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from
takeover over Parabéns. We're going to Brazil, to mais grande do mundo. Look, you are frozen in the snow. I am freaking the cold and wet. And DJ Tony is dry and comfortable and warm. And California is running. So what can we say, man? What can we say? It's all right, though. A slow week of MMA. The cars are eh. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We got to cover them because we owe to the tens of people that are listening. So let's talk some MMA.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and get into this one. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no spotlight fight of the night tonight. Pam is not here to give us one. I mean, she gave us one last week on that card that was so random. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even write it down because I was like, I don't even know who these people are. What we're going to do is we're going to do main event, co-main event for USC on ESPN Plus 22. And then we're going to do a little Amp Radio Rewind. Of course, again, you're going to hear Marco go, rewind. So let's go ahead and get into this one right now.
Don't forget.
DJ Tony. Again, I can't gimmick infringe. I just gave them a little taste. Marco. I mean, I can't do it as good as you anyways. All right, so let's go ahead and get to it, guys. Maybe we can wrap this one up nice and quick. And, of course, we'll have everyone's favorite segment at the end of the show, Guilty Pleasures or Twitter Follow of the Week. We'll still get into that. But let's get into it, DJ Tony. Cue that music. All right, Marco, let me give you the odds right off the top. I've got them in front of me. Of course, these are from Five Dimes Live right now, November 13th, 2019, as we record. Jan Blachowicz is at a minus 210. Coming back at us is Ronaldo Souza at a plus 100, right? Ronaldo Souza at a plus 175. Marco, what you got in the main event of UFC on ESPN Plus 22. Remember, Lord Dana says these are not for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I refuse to do any picks until you call Ronaldo Souza for his proper name. Do it.
Ronaldo.
No. That is Jacare, brother. You got to do it right.
I know it's Jacare, buddy, but I mean, I'll get to it in my pick, but Jacare isn't looking as impressive as he's in the past, so I don't know.
He's looking more like a gecko than an alligator.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look.
Perfect drop.
Lagartija. This car is just to fill a space, you know. The old people fights, the old ESPN fights, the old space fights. Don't complain about oversaturation because you don't have to flip channels for this. If you got ESPN Plus, you can watch it if you want to. You can watch it later on. You cannot even watch it, and you can catch it on later. This is ESPN Plus. And for people in Canada, I don't know how you do it there, but same ordeal. It's just one of those cars that is there if you want to watch it. You know, it's in Brazil. It's for the Brazilian audience. Like you say, Lord Dana say, it is not for you people. But that's it, man. Blachowicz has looked impressive. I mean, he is perennial contender. Supposedly, he will be one of the guys, quote-unquote, next in line if he beats Jacare. He already obliterated a middleweight going to light heavyweight on Luke Rockhold. He broke his freaking jaw, for crying out loud. And remember, a lot of people saw Rockhold was going to be the real deal. Not so much. And Jacare is on the runner of 30, dude. I mean, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame that he never got an opportunity to fight for the title at middleweight. He's not going to have an opportunity to fight for the title like heavyweight. Blachowicz has demonstrated that he is a real deal. He got knockout power. He can grapple with you. He can make it gritty and dirty. The odds are about right. Jacare, like you say, hasn't shown lately enough for me to be convinced that he's able to pull this fight out. They are fighting in Brazil. It's a five-round fight, and they start all that. But Blachowicz is a natural light heavyweight, and Jacare is moving up. So at the very best, Jacare is going to be probably 210, Blachowicz is going to be walking around 225, 230. Yeah, I'm picking Blachowicz, and I think Blachowicz is going to get another knockout. He's good enough to stay out of trouble on the ground. You know, he got a good wrestling background because, you know, Poland. They got good wrestlers out there on the Eastern Europe, man. And he got power. He can crack, man. So I'm picking Blachowicz. Give me a TKO on the third round. Disappointed a whole bunch of Brazilians that are going to be thinking, ooh, va morir, and then they're going to be silent. They're going to be silent because poor Jacare is going to get knocked the fuck out. But yeah, give me Blachowicz on the third round by TKO.
Yeah, and of course, as Marco mentioned, as I did not mention at the top, of course, Jacare moving up in weight, like Luke Hockhold in the past, of course, like your
Chris
boy,
Weidman.
What's his name?
Chris
Weidman, also moving up in weight. The only one that has had any success, DJ Tony, moving up in weight is Darren Till to this point. So.
That is true.
The experiment is out there, DJ Tony, and I think Marco,
people,
like you said, go ahead.
Two people move from middleweight to light heavyweight, and they fought for titles, Thiago Santos and Anthony.
Correct.
Smith. So it actually
Correct.
Worked out for a couple of them, but they are
right.
On the younger side. Well, Anthony Smith is on the younger side. Thiago Santos is on his mid-30s, but not as much mileage as these other champions and former champions, and you know what I'm trying to say. So, yeah.
I absolutely do. And of course, Bobby Knuckles. That's right.
Yeah, I'm Bobby Knuckles. Of course, he became a champion. But the younger guys moving up has worked out better than the older guys. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what I was trying to point out. And that's thank you for highlighting it, Marco, because you said it better than I would have. I would have used 72 words. You used 20. So let's go ahead and throw to DJ Tony. You heard what we had to say. Jacare moving up here. And, of course, let me give you the records here. Jan Blachowicz, Yanni from the Block, is number six. Of course, as Marco had said, this is his natural weight division against Jacare, who they have slotted in, they being the UFC, at number eight in this division. Of course, Jacare. His legend, of course, precedes himself. Of course, DJ, thank you very much, DJ Tony. We are doing this in Brazil. So Jan Blachowicz, 23-8-0. I don't believe, Marco, as you mentioned, you said Yanni from the Block would be good on the ground. I think it's been almost 10 years since Yanni from the Block has been submitted. Against 26-6-0 with one no contest, Jacare Souza. DJ Tony, I'm giving you a whole bunch of information because Pammy from the Block is not here. So I thought I'd give you all the information before that you decided what you needed to say. So let's hear what you got to say. What do you got going on in the main event here, brother? Jacare's moving up.
Well,
do you think that he gets it done or not?
As you know, Proteus and Marco, I don't get fooled by the rocks that I got. Never mind. I'll give myself crickets on that one.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
I think Marco's right on this one, you guys. I just don't see the hotter opponent is Jan Blachowicz. He is by far the hotter fighter, Blachowicz. Yeah. And Ronaldo de Souza dos Santos, I remember him from Strikeforce, you guys. I mean, he's lived a little, right? I'm going with Blachowicz. I don't think he can finish Jacare. I'm trying to think of the last time Jacare was finished, and is it Bobby Knuckles? I can't recall. I think it was
Bobby Knuckles
last time. All right. So I just don't think that Blachowicz is the same type of fighter as Bobby Knuckles. If Gaslam can't finish him, Brunson can. I don't think Blachowicz can, but Blachowicz will get the win. Blachowicz via decision at a Jacare basically trying to stay awake in rounds 4 and 5 because he'll be gassed like he always is.
Yeah.
So Blachowicz over Ronaldo Souza dos Santos decision.
And, of course, that win by Bobby Knuckles over Souza was back in 2017. Marshall, what were you going to say?
And now instead of Jacare, I'm going to call him Gecko from now on.
Oh, Okay, fair enough. Listen, in his past three fights, Souza has not looked good. Loss to Gastelum, win to against Weidman, loss against Singen and Danston, Hermanson. And again, Marco, like you said at the top, you were calling me out for not throwing out the Jacare that we have done many times. I mean, if you listen to our boys over there in the CME this week, they didn't throw it out either. I mean, it seems like we're all kind of on the the Souza train is kind of coming to an end here. And again, the experiment of moving up has not looked good for most of the guys that have been moving up lately, especially, you know, Chris Weidman and your boy Hollywood over there, who's, like you said, Marco, eating from a straw for a long period of time. But we talked about that when it happened. I don't want to get into it right now. I think Yanni from the block gets this one done as well, guys. I just think that these guys who are at light heavyweight are there for a reason. I mean, they're coming down from a much larger weight. They have to do their cuts appropriately so that they can still keep their power, so that they can still keep their strength. Yes, Jacare will come in at probably his normal weight, but I think at light heavyweight, as we've seen with Weidman and Hockold, as I mentioned, a light heavyweight is not some kind of division where you want to just move into. I feel real bad about, you know, Israel Adesanya kind of getting into it with John Jones, because I think that's a bad mistake for him. So, I mean, I just wanted to throw that in real quickly. But I think that if you're moving up in weight from, you know, middleweight to light heavyweight, it's completely different. There are levels to this shit, right, Marco?
Okay, I always say there's levels, man. And there's just weight
absolutely
class, man.
So,
I mean, like, light heavyweight is a game. The walk-around weight usually is between 225 and 230.
Exactly.
Gain 50 more pounds, you will be fighting heavyweights. You know, so they're borderline heavyweights that don't want to fight heavyweights. And they're too big to go to middleweight, so they settle on light heavyweight. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I'm actually going to take Błachowicz as well, Marco. I think I'm going to take him by TKO in the second. I even think it might be TKO in the first. I just want to go on record there.
Wow.
And say that, yeah, I don't know if what Jacare's got for Yanni from the block right now.
Take a round.
I'm going to take the second round. Marco, you've got the third round. DJ Tony, what did you call? I didn't write it down. I listened to you, but I didn't write down what your pick was.
Marco's right. Third round decision, because there won't really be much of a fourth or a fifth.
Yeah, it's five.
Fire round decision.
Yeah.
No, it's a joke. Meaning, Souza's not around in round four and five. You guys know that.
And of course, it comes in from last week, because the main event was only three rounds, so. Double jokes on that one, DJ Tony. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Did you
so
see became Bellator for a night?
All right, guys. So let's go ahead and move on to the co-main event. We go, DJ Tony.
Give me 1 second. Sorry. Do it now.
One.
To the light heavyweight division we go. To the co-main event we go. Cue that music. Mauricio Shogun Hua against your boy Hua. Most of us can't understand in his post-fight interviews, Paul Craig. I love him, guys. I love him. I mean, throw in a good Scot or a Welshman or an Englishman or a Scout, I'm all over it. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it, guys. Number 14, Shogun Hua against Bearju, Paul Craig. DJ Tony, of course, Hua is 26-11-0 against Paul Craig, who is 12-4. I mean, the young blood coming up. But what do you see going on here in the co-main event, DJ Tony? You got Shogun pulling one out, or you got the Bearju getting it done.
Funny, Bear Drew. I think that's what my my ex used to call me. Nothing. Okay, never mind. Here's the thing. I just don't see that Mauricio Hua has been fighting a long time, you guys. And Paul Craig, even though I think he was knocked out in his last fight, wasn't he? He was KO'd by someone. Oh, he was KO'd by Menenfield in June. Boy, I don't remember him fighting in September. You know what? Too many damn cards.
Yeah.
That was Rodriguez versus Stevens.
Yeah.
But I'm going with a Bear Jew. I have no idea what that means, by the way. If someone knows, please.
You don't?
But I'm going with the no, what does that mean?
Well, this is the one Tarantino movie that I've actually watched. It's from what's that Tarantino movie where he's got with the Nazis and Brad Pitt's in it?
Oh, Inglourious Basterds.
That's right.
Yes.
And the Bear Jew carries around a baseball bat and kills Nazis with his baseball bat.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. That's the movie.
You know what? You guys made me change. All right. You know what? Boy, Marco just made me change. Not joking. You know what? I forgot that Mauricio Hua, because for whatever reason, I remember him losing to Anthony Lionheart Smith. Shout out to Anthony Lionheart Smith. But before that, I forgot he actually had three straight victories over Little Nog, Corey Anderson, and unfortunately everyone seems to be John Deontay right now. But he did knock out Tyson Pedro. I'm going reverse, guys. Backtrack, hit the rewind, third round, second round TKO, Mauricio Hua knocking out the Bear
Jew. Oh, wow. Second round or third round?
Second round, Hua.
All right. All right, Marco, I'm going to throw right to you because I'm sure you've got something to say here. So why don't you go ahead and give us what you got here in the co-main event, brother?
I'm going to ask you to give me the odds first because it's going to be very different.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
In the meantime, I want to keep talking, so we will have a David.
No, wait a second. Wait a second radio? Here. Wait a second. No, because who on the list here on Five Dimes, the
Hua
fight it's the fourth fight down on the card. It's not listed as the co-main event. Bobby Green versus Francisco Trinaldo is on the co-main event. I don't know if something's happened, but here's the odds for that fight. Hua is at a minus 280. Paul Craig is at a plus 240. So I apologize for my confusion there, but I was wondering why it wasn't listed in the co-main event slot. Go ahead, Marco.
Yeah. Well, they always tell you all you need to know. Hua is the superior striker. Paul Craig has made a living out of pulling last minute and last second submission. He's really good on the ground, don't get me wrong, because he's lanky, he got those long arms, and if he gets you on the ground, he's a sneaky good at catching with something. But Rua is a black belt, man. I mean, whatever you want to think of Chogon Rua, the bad boy and all the stuff, he's very decent on the ground, and he is a superior striker. Paul Craig has been notorious for just being too tough for his own good. He gets hit a lot. You don't want to do that with what is a Shogun Rua. So I'm going to pick Rua on a first-round TKO KO of Paul Craig and make the Brazilians happy for once on this whole night. So that's my pick.
Yeah.
What is
I mean,
Rua for Rouse KO?
Who is a big star down there, right? He has been for and he has been for a number of years. So, I mean, yeah, that would make them feel real good if Hua could get one more win. And, of course, we hear
they are going to get their hearts broken one fight later when Jacare loses.
Right.
So
might as well give them something, right, Marco?
Yeah, no shit.
All right, so I think I'm going to go the other way, guys. I think Paul Craig, yeah, he has been known for being too tough, Marco, for his own good, and I mean he's pulled out some submissions at the last minute. Look, man. Any guy, any person, any fighter that is my age, I always have to go maybe the lean towards the younger guy, especially a young guy like Paul Craig, who, I mean, he does look fairly impressive. You know what I mean? He has been improving. Yes, he's been getting that last minute finish, you know, in certain fights. But if, I mean, if a top end fighter like John Jones was getting a submission at the end of the fight, we'd be going, oh yeah, John Jones is great. He managed to get that submission at the end of the fight. I'm going to take Craig, guys. I'm just going to mix it up. I'll go with Craig. And I don't know, guys. This is a 3-round fight, co-main event, or I hope it's co-main event since it's buried deep under the best fight odds, five dimes odds. It's the fourth fight here, guys. It's confusing. I'm going to take Craig, and I'm also going to take him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say this one's a decision, guys. I don't really usually go with decision, but I'm going to take decision on this one, Paul Craig.
By the way,
okay.
Right, Cody, it's just FYI, on the five dimes, they're not always in order.
Yeah, I know, but it's best fight. Oh, on the best fight odds, it's not on in order? Okay, my bad.
No. Yeah,
okay, my bad. All right, guys, so as I said, we're not going to do Spotlight Fight of the Night. So, Marco, let's go ahead and throw directly to Amp Radio Rewind.
Rewind.
Yes, indeed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so the weekend, the weekend that was UFC on ESPN Plus 21, everybody's, you know, favorite fight event. But I'm not going to give this to anybody because I'm especially not going to give it to Marco, who picked Hardy in the co-main event against Volkov. Shame on you, Marco. But everything else was virtually identical. So this week is a push. I know Pam, if Pam was here, she'd go, I gave you a spotlight fight. Yeah. I didn't even count it. Like I said earlier on, guys, I didn't even get into it. So, Marco, let's go ahead and throw directly to you. this wasn't a very exciting card. I mean, we had a lot of decisions on this particular card, right, Marco? And then, of course, we get into the main card. We've got Greg Hardy and Volkov, which really wasn't an exciting fight. And then we moved into the main event, which was Mehmed Shaparov versus Cater. And this one, if Marco, if it would have been five, may have been a little bit more interesting. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Go.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the cliff notes of the card, and then I'm going to talk to the co-main and main. The two spots that were bright on the card was the front kick kill from the Russian dude that make the actual Sports Center top 10, and the Danny Roberts freaking knockout that spin the guy around 360. That was a beautiful knockout by Danny Roberts, man. Hot chocolate. So just to mention those because they were nice. They were very nice knockouts. But
correct.
The co-main, okay, I'm not going to share on Greg Hardy too much because the guy got seven fights and he went against the seven-ranked light heavyweight on the planet. And he didn't get embarrassed, man. The guy showed some improvement. He went the all three rounds without an inhaler. Good for that. You should have done that the last fight, Greg Hardy, and then you would have had that fight overturned. But, okay, whatever. He didn't get, completely – he didn't get embarrassed. The guy did okay. You know, he lost the fight, fair and square. You know, we saw who the superior striker was, but – He hardly got some spots, you know. He was able to touch bulk up. And regardless of what you think about the guy, I'm talking about just the athletic prospects of the guy as a heavyweight, it is promising. Because the guy is showing good footwork. He's not gassing out on the third round. You know, he looks tired, but he's not gassing out. He's not, like, huffing and puffing. And he's quick. And, you know, we know he got power, so... As a prospect with a 4-2-1 record, let's keep an eye on the guy. Let's see what he can do in a couple of years. The main event,
right?
Absolutely agree with you. Freaking, by the way, Volkov should get the Junior Dos Santos fight. Just wait for Dos Santos to get better and let's run it, run it back, brother. But on the main event, you are right. This was a three-rounder because it was contracted to be three rounds. It was a shame.
Yeah.
that he was in a five rounder. The footnote, Muhammad Cherbourg has never been on a five rounder at the USC. And yeah, by the third round, the guy goes, gosh, man. I mean, as good as the guy is in the first and second round, but the third round, Cato was taking it to him. To the point that he was out striking Cherbourg 3-1 on the freaking strike count. From my point of view, Cherbourg is a little bit of a front runner. And if he doesn't get you out in the first or the second, he doesn't know how to manage his energy. If you want to put this guy as a contender against guys like Alex Volkanovski or freaking Max Holloway, who feasts on people on the third, fourth, and fifth round, the guy will get freaking annihilated. I did not like what I saw, man. If you get Calvin Cato two more rounds, the fourth and the fifth, like a proper main event, he was on his way to winning the fight because the whole momentum of the fight has shifted late on the second and through the whole third round. Cato was winning the fight, running away on the third round. So, Mohamed Cherbourg said he got his time, he got this, he got that. The same shit happened on his last fight, too. He got that on the third round. What is your excuse on that one? If he doesn't address those, he has to win the fight the first two rounds or he'll get freaking smoke. So, yeah. We'll see what happens. I mean, he won the fight fair and square. He completely dominated the first and second round, but he got to address that cardio. Otherwise, against the upper echelon, he will get destroyed.
Sorry, you did, Tony. Marco kind of broke the whole card down there, even though I asked him to just start with the main event. It's all right, brother. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
What do you want to start? Week, man? What do you shit to talk about this week, bro? I got to extend it.
I was just trying to keep it in order because I got to go throw to DJ Tony now, and I don't know where he wants to start. DJ Tony, where do you want to start, brother? Because as I said, Marco kind of just threw everything out there, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Zabit, or do you want to start with Greg Hardy as well? Because if you want to start with Greg Hardy, I got some comments there. But you go ahead and do whatever you want. Start wherever you want. If you had a spotlight fight, shout that out as well.
I think Marco was right. Nobody gives a crap about that card. So, unfortunately, the numbers showed. And listen, tens of hundreds, you know, we average 5,000 listeners per show, guys. So we're actually doing a little bit more than that. Listen, Marco's right about Zabit Magomedsharipov. He gasses out. I didn't know he gasses out that much. So it actually really threw me off. Greg Hardy, I don't really have much to say about that one. Marco was right about Danny Roberts. Boy, I forgot about that fight.
So many of them
were really, really bad. Shout out to Jesse Jess, Rose Clark, who lost, unfortunately. It wasn't a very exciting card.
Yeah, these cards aren't very deep, and I think if you're watching on ESPN Plus, I mean, the majority of this particular card were decisions, unfortunately. Let's talk about the main and the co-main event. We'll start with the main event in my breakdown. Zabit, yeah, I thought there was an injury there coming into this fight. I thought, you know, maybe we could say that they wanted to move it to a more favorable area for Zabit. But those were the talking points before the fight went down. Zabit looked like a guy who probably had an injury and couldn't train properly.
Allegedly. He twisted his pinky, so he wouldn't fight in Boston.
Hey, listen, the UFC let him out of the fight in Boston, brother. So there must have been something that went down. Maybe somebody's, you know, palms got greased by a couple of hundos. I don't know.
He twisted his big toe. I'm sorry. He was a little bit bored.
Okay. Anyways, he didn't look all that great. He looked like he was trying to throw out the best looking kicks and the best, you know, as he does, he mixes it up. But I thought if we saw five rounds of this, yeah, I thought Kelvin with a C was going to be able to take this one down. As he said in the post-fight press conference, I thought Kelvin said it right. I mean, he started slow, and he did start slow. And you know what? That's because he peaked like 3 weeks ago for UFC Boston, and then he had to come all the way over to Russia. I mean, I thought he looked fantastic in that performance. Zabit does not deserve a title shot, in my opinion. Like you both have said, if he gets a title shot, he will get beat up, especially in the fourth and the fifth round if it goes that far. Let's go ahead and throw to the co-main event for me. Again, you guys know I'm not a big fan of Greg Hardy. We talked about it last week, Marco. He did the UFC a favor, get sliding in there, and Volkov did exactly what he needed to do, in my opinion. These guys don't need to do what the UFC wants them to do. I go out there and throw some fucking bungalows with a guy who can knock you out, and Greg Hardy, who is a great athlete. But you know what? He's not an MMA fighter right now, guys. He should not be in the co-main event. He should not be on ESPN. He should not be anywhere. He should probably be in the LFA right now. I know he won the Contender Series, or he looked good on the Contender Series, blah, blah, blah. Fuck yourself. Alexander Volkov did exactly what he needed to do and not get knocked out by Greg Hardy. I don't care that it was a boring fight, because you know what? I think the fighters need to do what they need to do, man. There was no bonuses going to be handed out for that fight. It's a terrible card. So, again, guys, I want to stress to you, Greg Hardy is a cunt. No, I just apologize. Nope, erase that. These particular cards that no one seems to be interested in, perhaps these ESPN cards will have a bit of a different approach to them, because I don't know. No one seems to be interested in them. So what we're going to do moving forward is probably put out a news kind of show for you that's maybe 30 minutes with everybody's picks, and then it'll be over with for these particular points of these cards. But let's go ahead and move on, guys, and wrap this up. Go ahead, Marco.
Sign out on the LFA, now on UFC Fight Pass.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought it's really like, I mean, if that's the first time they're putting the LFA on Fight Pass, I mean, maybe they had some, did they have some TV contracts that they had to use up before they could put it fully on Fight Pass, Marco?
No. They finished Access TV. Well, Access TV did LFA wrong. They really throw them under the bus, because they were supposed to be contracted until 2021, and all of a sudden they just dropped all MMA out of Access. So, yeah. They went flat on the wind. Yeah, the whole idea with Access TV was not a good one, because LFA was contracted to cap fights with Access TV all the way until 2021, LFA, and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, bottom line is that, they, according to Ed Soares, you know, the president of the LFA, they shop around for TV rights, but they use Fight Pass, getting an offer that they actually couldn't refuse. That was actually a really good offer.
Wow!
Because not only do they get the rights to negotiate with different TV broadcast channels outside the United States, but UFC Fight Pass is an international product, so they already get automatic viewing on international markets too. And I guess they're getting similar value of what they were getting from Access for the broadcasting rights, so they're not losing money. And they get to keep their production people, plus they get added some production personnel from UFC Fight Pass. So, Soares is happy. And, you know, he worked hand-in-hand with the UFC. He was able to get the rights of the Octagon for the LFA, because they find a lot of people to the UFC through LFA, so... Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, Marco. I think that, you know, it's appropriate place for the LFA, because that, in the past, as I've said, the LFA seems to be the minor leagues of the UFC. They have the Octagon, you know, whether it be the small Octagon, but I do believe that this is right, and this is probably the way that the UFC should handle their minor leagues moving forward. So, good move by them.
They got Invicta on Fight Pass, LFA, Cage Warriors. The only entities they don't have is like Combate Americas, that is, you know, whatever. They don't got KSW, and they don't got Bellator, because they're a little bit, and one, of course, they're a little bit bigger. But at the minor league level, they got almost everybody that can feed them prospects. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so guys, let's go ahead and bring this show to a close. I thought it was a good show. I appreciate you guys talking MMA with me tonight. DJ Tony, do you have a guilty pleasure of the week, or do you have a Twitter follow that you'd like to give us this week? What you got, brother?
Damn right. Listen, there's going to be I think we're sleeping on this fantastic card, guys. The prelims on this Blachowicz versus Jacare, as we have Ariane Lipski fighting Veronica Macedo. So shout out
to
Vero Macedo, right, MMA. Cue the music. I'll add that in later. But shout out to that. And Tracy Cortez. Shout out to Tracy Cortez and Vanessa Mello, if that's ever a Portuguese name. That's one. Mello. Thanks, guys.
You're more than welcome, and thank you very much for cueing the music once again. Listen, I don't have a guilty I guess I do. My guilty pleasure this week is a YouTube channel. It's called Geographics. As you guys know, I like to give you some YouTube channels that I'm enjoying. Geographics, it's basically they break down – I watched basically last the last one I watched was how Seattle was built from the ground up.
Wow.
And it was quite interesting. Yeah, it's quite interesting because you see the people who actually settled there in the 1880s, and they seem like the saddest, most upset people. I mean, have you ever seen people from the 1880s in their photos? They all just look like they're not having a great time. And, of course, it was the 1880s because they're not having a great time. Anyways, Geographics, check it out. They cover the presenter is a great presenter, and he covers the he does his research. He covers it really well. I enjoyed it. So Geographics, go check it out on the YouTubes. Marco, do you have a guilty pleasure of the week? And then, of course, get us the fuck out of here for this week, brother.
Oh, yes, I do. Disney
Plus. Oh, yeah, you do.
Disney Plus. I subscribed yesterday.
I know. I'm loving
oh,
it.
Oh, damn.
I watched Avengers Endgame for the fourth time. Of course, I cry when Iron Man dies, because everybody does.
Of course.
I'm going to watch the first episode of The Mandalorian today. The library of Disney Plus is it got no rival. I mean, every single Disney animated movie ever, every single Star Wars, every single Marvel freaking movie ever, the whole
pay the $90.
The whole Simpsons freaking library, the 20th Century Fox library coming soon to Disney Plus because they own
Disney
it.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, and every single Disney movie, Pixar movie
the
ever
Simpsons.
Made. It's amazing. I'm having so much fun. My kids are gonna love it. And Disney Plus, man. Go and subscribe. $6.99 a month, $70 a year. If you want to save on the subscription. I don't know how much it's for the Canadians, but, you know, whatever. It's same kind of for the
Add $10.
And if you're a really hardcore, five fan, you can get Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus on a bundle for like $12 a month. So, yeah, Disney, you can have my money, Mickey Mouse. Get my money. Follow Donnie and DJ Tony. Follow Producer Aprodio. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Follow Pandora Box. We'll meet you this week, Pam. Follow the show another MMA cast. Rate and review us. We're on Google Play, Black Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, all the platforms. Fans from Brazil this week. If you want to watch them, ESPN Plus. You don't want to watch, you don't have to. We're going to have a break of fights for the next couple of weeks. Not until December 7 on DC. We'll see you guys. For the people that like Bellator, go watch Bellator. And if not, go to UFC Fight Pass and watch LFA on Friday and next week, the 15th of November and the 22nd of November on UFC Fight Pass. You got LFA. So we're going to leave you guys. Catch you guys next time. Enjoy the fights.
And just like that, DJ Tony. Whew.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers. the fuck is that guy?